welcome to the show. Looks like we're getting some interference there. I hope you're able to hear me now. God bless you. And thank you. I was trying to piggyback this on our Ustream, but unfortunately it's not working. How you doing? It's Monday, and this is The Rev. You're listening to Midwatch with The Rev, and I appreciate you tuning in. Just want to get with you here on a Monday. Crazy Monday. My phone's been ringing off the hook, which is a good thing. It's a blessed thing when people are calling for business and stuff and trying to get this ministry moving as well. As far as, I have a huge mess on my studio desk right now, and I'm clearing it up while I'm talking to you. But I'm telling you, God is doing a good thing. God is doing a good thing in everybody's life. Amen. I want you to be encouraged wherever you're at and whatever you're doing, because God has very good things for you and for your family. Today we're going to be talking about relationships, but I want to give you an update of what we've been trying to take care of. My leg is doing a lot better. It is actually doing a lot better from the other day when I was just couldn't even walk. In fact, I did a show on Thursday, but I had a doctor's appointment, so I had to actually get out of the show and play a different show for you. And then, of course, I didn't run a show on Friday because I was in some excruciating pain on my leg. And you look at these things, and it's funny because I ran into a friend of mine, and he not really following God. He knows that has the knowledge of God, but he always tries to ask some crazy questions and stuff. And he just basically looked at me and told me, "Well, why do you think God had this happen to you?" I'm looking at him like, "Okay." And he's like, "Do you blame God for this or what?" I go, "For what? For a twisted ankle? I'm gonna blame God?" I looked at him and I'm like, "Oh well, I don't blame God. I blame myself. I should have watched where I was running." And it's not really to blame myself either. Things happen. But that's how the world thinks, my friends. That is how the world thinks. If you think about it, and you think about life, and you think about everything that's happening out there, people think God is literally an ogre. Not everybody, but some people think an ogre just waiting to hit you when you're not doing his will. When you're not doing his. So, I want you to be encouraged to know, first of all, that God doesn't look at you and wait for you to make a mistake. He's not like that. No way. He's not like that at all. But he is there to help you whenever you call for him. He doesn't sit around waiting for checking off which commandment you've broke, which commandment that you haven't broke. He doesn't sit there and do that kind of stuff. Now, I know a lot of you may not agree with me when I tell you that, but I'm telling you the truth, that he does not sit there and make a list of how you're breaking the rules and just waiting for you to make a mistake so he can send pain or agony or anything against you. The Bible says in Matthew, that the rain falls on the just and the unjust, and that when it falls on you, it also, the sun shines on the just and the unjust. No matter what, you're gonna end up seeing God's plan for you. And I think I just got the signal running, so yes, I did. For Ustream, and we're getting some good hits, but when God has a plan for you and God sees things happen in your life, he's not going to send things to hurt you, not going to send things to destroy your life. He's not like that. He's not like that at all. A lot of people want to think of he's like that. Why? I don't know. I don't know what their excuses are. I don't know why they want to make God seem like they need someone to blame. They need someone to blame. They need someone to talk to and say that, hey, they're messed up because of someone else. I mean, you look at all the shows that are on television. You look at all the all the things that are happening out there on television, and you see all the craziness that's happening. You see all the Jerry Springer shows. You see the all the type of shows like that, and you wonder, you know, people need someone to blame but themselves. Okay, you know, I twisted my ankle. Whose fault is that? Well, accidents happen in sports and in running around. I'm sure that a lot of people that keeps getting hurt, like take T-Mac from the Rockets. Take him for a second. No, I'm not saying take him to your team. I mean, he's a decent player. Every time he tries to get himself ready to go, I mean, he trains hard, he runs, he exercises, he rehabilitates, he gives 110% and works hard at rehabilitating. He does. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, another injury happens. Grant Hill, the same way. Another basketball player. Yao Ming, the same way. The Rockets are just getting hit this year, I'm telling you. 2 years out. Two full seasons, maybe a third. And it's not the first time. And for T-Mac, from team to team, from Toronto to Orlando and now to Houston. And same thing with Grant Hill from Detroit to Orlando. And I don't know where he's playing right now. I think he was playing for the Spurs at one time. Maybe he moved over to Lakers. I'm not sure. But either way, he continually getting injured too. Is it their fault? No, those are two or three of the greatest competitors out there in sports. Those are some of the greatest competitors that you're going to see in that sport. Yao Ming, T-Mac, and Grant Hill. And what happens? Their ankle, their knee, their back. Well, I tell you the truth, the back injuries is something basketball players are always going to be going through because of their size and their weight and how they jump around, and they're huge guys. And I mean, look at all of them. All the great ones had some sort of back problem. And you know what? It's okay. You know, you can't blame God for when something goes wrong. You can't blame God because someone gets hurt or someone gets injured. I know you might when you're looking at being a fan to a team or something. And when I looked at my friend when he asked that question to me, I looked at him and said, no way, man. It's not God's fault. It is not God's fault. It is not God's fault. It's not even my fault. Other than I may need to be more aware as I'm running that I see things on the pavement. Hey, we got our chat tango open, so if you want to talk with us, there's on your web browser at the bottom, there should be a site that says chat tango, and it has a little box that says chat with the Rev or chat with Midwatch. We're Midwatch with the Rev, so you can go ahead and start chatting with us and let us know that you're linked to our show. So, anyway, you can't blame God, but why do people blame God? Because they want to blame someone. They have to blame someone. They have to put someone else is in the crosshair. Someone else is not their fault. And it's kind of about what we want to talk about today. And that's the blaming. The blaming. When we have our lives, we go through our lives, we're going to always look for someone or someone else to blame for what's going on in our lives. We're never going to really blame ourselves. It's something very typical. Even from childhood, it's very, very typical. As much as you may want to not blame someone else, you by habit do. And why is that? Well, it's because it's easier to blame someone than blame yourself. We don't want to deal with the truth. And the truth is, and remember, we're talking about exposed lies. We're talking about making truth out of these, that we try to make truth out of the lies, but we can't get truth out of the lies. So we try and get these things put together the wrong way. But before we jump into that, and before we get into reading the next whatchamacallit, exposing lies in our book that we've been studying. We're going to go ahead and just talk a few minutes, if we could, about what I was doing this weekend, being all put up in my bed, trying to get my feet elevated as the doctor requested, and to get it to the point where it could drain some of those fluids in my knee, in my ankle. My wife was a big blessing, of course. She took care of me, got me whatever I needed to get my leg healed, and I was able to actually be out and about doing things today and getting things done. But throughout the weekend, I've been trying to get some time, and I told y'all probably 2-3 weeks ago that we shut down the sites on Survivors by Faith, Midwatch with the Rev, and Relationship Series. Well, at the same time, I was contemplating about moving Revelation Ministries over to the host provider that is hosting Rev Media Network, our station. And I figured if it can run a station, it can run our small site. And for a fraction of the cost of keeping a site running somewhere else, I was able to move Revelation Ministries. So I built 1, 2, 3 websites this weekend, and 2 of them are posted already, which is Relationship Series and Revelation Ministries. So if you're trying to get on Revelation Ministries this weekend and you could not get on it, and you tried to get on it and you could not get on it at all, that's because we were redoing it. And it was actually finished on Saturday, but it took like 2 days for the web provider to, I don't think they worked the weekend or something, because it just sat there in the bin as a status, was it a ticket, and they never ran it to fix it. And it got done this morning, which I kind of figured that was going to happen, and I figured the weekend was probably the best way to go with it, and to go with trying to get the sites put together and all that. And it's important to have that there, because I tell you, there is so much that we do every day for this ministry and for other things as well. And, just to see your work put together. I even got frustrated at one time because, and we're talking about frustration today, it is because we put the sites together and all of a sudden they were gone. And it was just something with that's happened before. So until you publish it, you really can't do anything until you've, submit it all the way through. If you lose all your information, oh well, you got to start from scratch. So Midwatch with the Rev would have been up by now. But it is not because of that issue. And plus, I got to upload the shows and stuff. But Relationship Series is up and is running, and it's tied to KeepingMyMarriage.com. So it's those two are going to run simultaneously together. They have a lot of things that you can go back and forth to each site to do. So we are excited about that, because I'm really excited about trying to counsel people again and trying to start. And then I did finally send my course off. So I'm a certified belief therapist, and trust me, more schooling's coming, so just get ready, because we're going to end up having some good shows with a lot of that information. And that's some of the material we're using today from some of my study course that I thought that it would be good. So Relationship Series, Midwatch with the Rev is up, and it looks more like a television and fan page than a website. So when you go there, you're going to be able to listen to archives of both the TV and the radio. We're starting the television, hopefully, really soon. I kind of held off on that because I needed to get these websites put together, and I wanted to make sure that was running. And I wanted to make sure it was happening before I even started doing the television. I want to make sure that we have a complete set. But another thing I want to announce, and this is something that we talked about on Thursday. If you heard our Thursday show, it was a very short show, but we were able to get this information out, that we're going to start our SurvivorsByFaith.com back up. And when we start that SurvivorsByFaith.com, what we're going to do is we're going to believe that God is going to do something awesome with that site. It is a site that is going to, we're going to even have a TV show. And I don't know exactly, I always pictured it coming out on Saturday nights, but we may be able to put this on Thursday nights, because I'm going to do Midwatch with the Rev, but it's basically called Midwatch on Tuesday nights. And then on Thursday nights, we're going to do Survivors by Faith. And we may do a relationship show. I'm not quite sure how that's going, so I'm just going with what I'm feeling. But Survivors by Faith, it's going to be an interesting site. The reason the whole archives was put together on Survivors by Faith was because of one thing. And that was because I had this idea to make these movies and make these shows. But this time I couldn't do it. All I had was these radio shows. And I put that together on our site, got the name, domain name, and built a website and just put things on there. But now it's going to be a functioning, moving type program, of type website. We're going to go there. You're going to see the archives, the same archives that you can get from our website. You're going to be able to get there. Now, you're going to have the same sermon archives that we heard, or shows that we had, the tons of shows that we had put together. You're going to have all those shows, and you're going to have them on there as that. You can see the archives, or we're going to call that probably a certain name that you would know, that those are the start of the shows, Survivors by Faith on radio. But we're going to do a different thing. We're going to be able to have our own show every week. We're going to be recording people, and basically I'll tell you the whole nutshell of the show. And it's all in me, so I'm not going to tell you completely everything, but I'll tell you a little bit of it. And that is this, that we're going to have stories of people surviving by faith. Hence the name, survivingsbyfaith.com. And we're going to have basically an interview with them and talking to them. And then we're going to go ahead and we're going to go and have the studio part too. So it's going to be in like a news report in a way. But it's Survivors by Faith. And talk to people that are surviving cancer, people surviving sicknesses, people surviving and living through financial problems, people trying to just survive and make it. We're going to have plenty of stories, and mainly it's going to be the physical thing, the physical parts, the parts where people need a healing. That is where my heart is to go with this. Then we're going to go with it. We're going to believe it, and we're going to make original web series, and it's going to be online, an online series. And then you're going to be able to see this on RevMe, on the TV channel at a certain time every single week. So it's going to be a lot of work, because we're going to be able to have to shoot the stories, edit the stories, and they're going to have to be put up on the station. So I'm hoping to be 3 weeks ahead of myself, at a point on everything, 3 weeks ahead of me, except for the live shows here Monday through Friday. But that one's going to be pre-recorded. It's not going to be live. The second one's going to be Midwatch is going to be pre-recorded as well, and this probably won't be live as well. So it's going to be some good things, my friends. Well, I'm hoping to get some original movies. That's what we're hoping. We're hoping and believing that we're going to see that happen soon, because we need to see it happen soon. We're going to make original movies, original series. And I forgot this name for what an online, I mean, it's not webisode. We seen that webisode, but it was, I was watching the USA channel this weekend, and they said it like four times. And I said, like, each time I heard them say it, and I'm sure you've done this, each time I heard them say it, I'm like, okay, I need to write that down. I'm going to write that down so I don't forget it. And of course I forgot it, but it was something series. It was not online series, but it was a full episodes of something series. I think it may have been a web series. But it doesn't sound, it was real catchy, and I told my wife, I like that name. I like how they said that. I need to remember that so I can post that on my website, that same word. And well, anyway, we're going to have our own original series. They're not going to be 30-minute long all the time. There may be 15-minute long series. And Battlestar Galactica did that, I think, back about 3 years ago. They actually had, like, you can see a full-length series, 15-minute series of the show. So it can be done. And they're called webisodes, webisodes. And I have to research that, but I think that we're gonna have to find some good actors and stuff, because I need them. I can't shoot, act, and edit. I need some help doing something. So we're hopefully going to see some actors come out of this, and the GotChristianTalent.com is going to start to flourish, because it's been running, and its days are numbered, because I'm cutting cost, because I'm trying to get more radio station and television station stuff running. So I've already slashed a lot of things at the ministry, so we can budget better and still have what we need and beyond what we need, but still, where it's not a burden that it dips into everything else that we're doing. So it has to become good budgeting, good management, good things happening for everybody in the station, but also here at home. And I'm looking at this here, and we're missing a few things here, but let's play this real quick. We'll be right back. We're going to play a quick infomercial about this ministry.
I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of MidWatcher at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in 84. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs. We've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com to find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages. But let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. God bless you so much for staying tuned and Let's get through this Monday together, my friends. We're almost there. We are almost there. I want to tell you some testimonies that we've been getting some emails from Israel, and we also got some from Pakistan and India. And they are so excited about our program, and my wife recommended that I print out these and post them around our websites and stuff, and post them on our in the studio so when guests come, they can read what people are saying in their pictures and stuff. And I think we're going to do that. We're going to do that. I'm going to forward some of this stuff to her so she can see it and so she can start printing out some of this stuff for us as well and helping us maintain that at the church studio, at the main station studio. And hopefully we can get that going pretty soon. But anyway, what they said was basically that they really enjoyed our station and how they're hearing this where they're at in their countries, and we're all the way here in the U.S. And that's a blessing when people can just at any time just pick up the internet and listen to our station. We're not advertising. We're not trying to knock on every door to get our station out there. We have 5 to 6 people that send their material in right now. Of course, that's going to be 60 people in a heartbeat. Like soon, real soon, we'll have even more people. So right now, I really think that God is doing a great thing, because he is using people's, using this to bless people. We never know who or what or when people are going to listen to this show. And you know what? It's good that people could actually, no matter where they're at, in the middle of the jungles in India, they're listening to this station, Rev Media Network, and that's a blessing. That's a blessing. You don't know who you're going to... You can say you may be able to save the next Billy Graham. You have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea at all. So let's get on with our show. We're going to go ahead and let you know we're doing this show. We're going to be talking about frustrations. And I got something written out for us that's going to be a blessing. And let's see how that goes. Oh, yeah. Midwatch with the Rev. Relationships on the Midwatch every Monday and Friday. Yeah. Anyway, my friends, that is what we're talking about. Relationships today. We're talking about frustrations in relationships. What is your hang-ups? Now, my wife's going to start chatting with us here and sending all my hang-ups through the chatango, so we better continue on without another question. But we'll go ahead. What is your hang-ups? Do you think you're perfect? Do you think you don't ever do anything wrong? Do you think that you can get through life without ever making a mistake? Well, if you believe those things, my friends, you are wrong. You are wrong. I think frustrations in relationships stem from disappointments or redundancy or for expectations not being met. I think that a lot of us need to check our hearts and really ask ourselves, what are we expecting from this relationship? What do we see? What do we foresee? Remember how I was talking to you earlier about that we like to blame people? Well, sometimes we get frustrated because we're not getting the answers we want. Sometimes we get frustrated because we're not being served in the relationship. Now, don't y'all go crazy on me when I use the word serve. You know what I mean. You're not being taken care of. You're not being ministered to or fellowship through or whatever. You're not getting to the point where you're getting what you need from that person physically, mentally, and you don't know how to tell them, and you just get frustrated. The simple things set you off. The clothing on the floor, the bathroom's not being clean, you not being able to get what you want to eat at that certain time, Just little hang-ups. I don't know what your hang-ups are. I don't know what you go through and what happens with you. Maybe you're not having something for you that you expect to have, or you're not getting the response out of the person that you want to have the response from. Whatever the frustration, you blame them. You blame them, and then you react. Then you react. You blame them, and then you react. And depending on the severity of your reaction will determine the length of the fighting. The length of the fighting and the disturbing the children because you're arguing. Frustrations, my friends. Frustration. Why do we get frustrated? Why do we get frustrated? Do we get frustrated because our belief system tells us we deserve a different outcome of the situation? Do we get our frustration because our belief system tells us we deserve a different outcome of the situation? Do we think we shouldn't be treated a certain way? Is that why you're getting mad? Is it because we don't think we should be treated a certain way? Is it not what you meet? Does it not meet your expectation? Now, we said that earlier, but does it not meet it? Are you expecting something different from the person that you're with? Maybe you've been with them for 20 years. Maybe you've been with them for 5 years. Maybe they've been with them for 5 months. And you're still learning about one another, but you're still getting frustrated with them. A lot of newlyweds go through a lot of problems when they're starting to grow and things are starting to change in their lives. It's the letting go of me and the holding on to us is what I call it. The letting go of me and to the holding of us. Write that down. Now, when you think about that, it's true. You have to die to yourself or begin. You have to literally open up your heart and be unselfish. Many of marriages which were destined by God have gone accursed or have gone and fallen apart because people cannot share their time with one another. People become selfish. People want what they want and not what each other wants. It's happening all over the world. Now let's expose a lie. You ready to expose a lie? We're going to expose a lie. And the way we're going to expose a lie is we're going to play our siren. That is exposing lies. That is our warning system. And I don't think I played the right one, but I got the right police one there. And what I'm trying to tell you is this. It is important that you understand the exposing lies. Okay, that sounds like a laser tag. I think I need to delete that one. Anyway, today's exposing lie is called the blaming lie. The blaming lie is in the book Change Your Beliefs, Change Your Life by Paul W. Carlin, the Doctor of Divinity, LBT, Licensed Belief Therapist. The blaming lie. You hold other people responsible for your misfortune and bad breaks. The truth is, this is the victim mentality. This is the victim mentality. The truth is, we are responsible. Galatians 6:7-8 clearly states Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, so that shall he also reap. For he that sows to the flesh of the shall also of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall to the Spirit reap everlasting life. This is often called the law of the harvest. There are even natural consequences to our bad choices. Some consequences are naturally set in motion that will never reverse themselves. Kind of scary. That is kind of scary. 1 Corinthians 3:12 through 17 points out that the individual responsibility will have before God. Every person does his or own building. Every person is their own temple. The Bible says, for other foundations can no man lay than this that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon it the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is. If any man's work abides, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive reward. If any man's shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as though by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. The truth is, my friends, we assume responsibility for our actions. There are natural consequences both in the negative and the positive actions. We learn a great lesson about responsibility from the verse recorded in 2 Thessalonians 3:10 through 12. Now, I'm going to read this to you, then I'm going to continue talking about this in a second. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that any would not work, neither should he eat. And if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear there are some which walk among you disorderly or insubordinate, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that the quietness they work and eat their own bread. So my friends, basically the blaming lie is you're responsible for what happens in your life. Nothing's going to happen to you unless whatever you sow, you also reap. Whatever you sow, you're going to also reap. You can't blame anyone else for anything else that happens. If you sow slothfulness or laziness, you're going to get a lazy man's reward. If you work hard, God sees that. God knows that. It's the law of the harvest. You're going to see things happen. So, my friends, when you're getting frustrated with your wife, if you argue with them, and if you get frustrated with your husband and you argue with him, things aren't going to turn out good for you. Because you're the blaming lie. It's your fault. It's his fault. It's the finger pointing and stuff. It's going to be stagnant. It's not going to work. That was our edition of Exposing Lies. That's Exposing Lies. Amen. Well, my friends, I know that this book is a good book. It's very thin. It's a real good book. Another couple of books, if I can recommend it to you, if you want to learn more about exposing lies, if you want to learn more about them, and more about what could help you. And this book is called Telling Yourself the Truth by William Backus and Marie Chapman. William Backus, Marie Chapman, Telling Yourself the Truth. And that was a good read. I read that really quickly. Another one is The Lies We Believe by Dr. Chris Thurman. That's a real thick book, highly recommended by myself and by Dr. Carlin. He put this inside the belief therapy course that I took, and I think that it's going to help a lot of people. I think a lot of people that are listening run into problems all the time, and you need to understand how your reaction is. If we react to the people that we love in a mean manner and mean way, and sometimes you act like that only to certain people. You're not going to act like that to a stranger or to an acquaintance or to a coworker. You're only going to act yourself in front of your true family in front of people that you love. So when that happens, you need to realize that God wants you to be in control of yourself, self-control. One of the main things, main biblical things around, self-control. So when you decide that you're not going to react in a positive way, you're going to be malice and angry, then there's some emotion there. There's some hate there. There's some anger. There's some hurt. And I'm getting all psychological on you, but there is. When you act a certain way and you go, you always do that wrong, or I told you to do it this way. Why do you keep doing that? Why are you always like that? When you start talking like that, that means there's some hurt in your life that needs to be dealt with. It doesn't matter. Anyone could have done that and got you mad. It's just not that person that you always ride on or always get after. I hope I'm making sense. I just seem to be babbling a little bit. What are some things that can help? Especially when you feel like your tolerance level is short or shorter with a certain person, and it keeps repeating in your life, and your tolerance level becomes more and more short. What should you do? Well, first of all, I think you need to get over yourself. My wife tells me that all the time. Get over yourself. It's true. You have to get over yourself. You have to get over yourself. You have to be able to say, you know what? It's just a scratch on the car, or okay, that's fine. You ran over the bike. No big deal. Not that I ran over my bike, but just to say, it's no big deal. Just to look at it and say, it's, you know, don't have a cow over it. Remember that in Bart Simpson? Don't have a cow, man. On Bart Simpson and Simpsons and stuff. Yeah, don't have a cow. Trust God. It's hard to trust God when you just get frustrated. And y'all know what I mean. You just get frustrated with everything that's happening in your marriage, or everything that's happening at that very second seems to be so weighted, so heavy. And it's not. It's just the enemy. It's just the enemy trying to get you all riled up and all upset over things when you shouldn't even be getting riled up and upset. You should be happy. And he uses, and constantly you get frustrated with a certain person in your life. Could be your wife, could be your husband, could be your boyfriend, your fiance. It could be. And when that person keeps getting you frustrated and stuff, you think it's that person, that it's not meant to be, or that God is telling you that things are wrong between you. And that's a lie from the enemy. That is a lie from the devil. That is a lie. And you could say, oh, I'm going to change, baby. I want to change. Well, get over yourself is the first change. Other changes, don't rant about it. Preach to the choir here. Preaching to the choir here. Don't rant about it. I think I got that a little bit from my mother, but that's just an excuse, so I got to work on that. No one's perfect. No one's perfect. Other thing is, let it go. Let it go. I hope you're writing this down. What we're saying is, get over yourself. Don't rant about it, and let it go. And this is the other thing, my friends. Try to forget about it. Try to forget about it. Because when we hold on to the past, we hurt our future. We hurt our future. Write that down. When we hold on to the past, we hurt our future. We just contract all this buildup in our emotions and our tolerance that we can't handle. That we can't deal with. That we can't make any difference out of it. I tell you, my friends, it's crazy. It is crazy. So, when I talk to you about these things, I'm just trying to be your friend, trying to be a blessing to you, trying to let you understand that I'm not picking on you at all. Nope, not at all. Just trying to give you information about how you need to let things change. It's not their fault. It's not your fault. But you need to take responsibility, because a lot of times we can't blame people for things that are happening. We can't blame them. We shouldn't blame them. It is time for our scripture of the day. It is time for our scripture of the day. Our scripture today is found in Proverbs 25:4. I will read this to you if you want to write it down. Proverbs 25, chapter 25, verse 4. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come a vessel. A better refined vessel for the finer. In other words, a refined vessel. The dross is the dirt, the buildup, the haziness that comes on silver, the tarnish, and you clean it and you polish it and you have a finer silver when you get done. I want you to take that scripture, because what we're talking about is frustrations today. The easy things that gets us mad. Shouldn't get us mad. Shouldn't get us upset. But yet, you can deal with a lot of stuff. You can deal with a whole bunch of mess at work. You can deal with a whole bunch of mess in between work and on business calls and driving. Even at kids' school, you deal with a whole bunch of mess. But once you get home, you just trip out. The littlest thing makes you go crazy. You may be a man of faith or a woman of faith and a warrior, but when you get home, it's a different story. Why is that, my friends? It's because we allow ourselves to react the way that we don't want to act. We allow ourselves to have dependencies on things that are not of God. Our affections, our love, our faith is challenged day by day. So when you counterattacked and you move against and you try and strive and strive and strive to make your relationships work, but then you get frustrated, it's hard to grow on that. People don't want to be around people that get frustrated really easy. Any type of frustration. Now, we're not going to jump into all of those things like jealousy and abandonment and destructive behavior. We're going to leave that alone for another show. But we are talking about frustrations. We are talking about things that we blame others for. And that's the main thing of frustration, that it's your fault that this happened. That's not right. That's not God. That is not God. So my friends, let it go. Get over yourself. Forget about it. And don't rant about it. Our scripture of the day, Proverbs 25:4. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Our scripture of the day. God bless you. That was our scripture of the day, my friends. Well, we want to invite you again to write to us. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. I want you to write to us. I want you to let us know that you're listening, or send us an email, david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revministries.com. Let us know that you're listening. Let us know that you're hearing our show. Just like the guys in Israel and Pakistan, let us know that you are listening to what we're doing and how we're getting along and how we're blessing your life. We need to know. I need to know that we're touching you. It's a good thing that we're hearing people from other countries, but I also want to hear people from here in the United States of America. Canada. Let's hear it from Canada. Come on. We're here. We see you a lot listening to us. Maybe it's my friends from Canada. Who knows? But we need y'all to write. My friends, that's the whistle for the day. And that's fine. Our show has been a blessed show. Our show has been a great blessing to those that are hearing. And you've been a blessing to me. And I hope that you can get through the next few hours at work and come back tomorrow and hear our show once again. So from everyone here at Rev Media Network, Midwatch with the Rev, want to thank you for listening. Want to thank you all for tuning in. Want to thank you all for taking the time to hear our great show. And we'll see you next time on the Midwatch. God bless. You have a blessed afternoon.